Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Assemblyman Angelo Morinello. Assemblyman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. You are on your way to Albany. Tell us, what is the topic of discussion today?
Well, here, I've got to go back just a little. The problem is we have a dysfunctional government that is not transparent. So what happened last week, technically, the budget is due April 1st. It's a fiscal year. Okay? We're not a calendar year. And so the budget was not settled, and we'll get into some of the reasons that we're being told. However, we had to pass an extender on Thursday, meaning that certain sections of the budget will appear to be as if we've already implemented them. And the purpose for that was so that our National Guard members who are down in the subways protecting citizens can get paid. If we didn't do that. But the lunacy and lack of leadership only extended it to Monday. Now, the comptroller also said if we don't extend it by noon on Monday, our hard-working state workers will not get paid. So the lunacy is they could have extended the budget on Thursday to Wednesday or Thursday of next week, rather than costing the taxpayers additional money to have us go back to Albany, pay for our transportation, when we could have avoided this excess, because there's no session on Monday, but they've scheduled committee meetings early Tuesday morning and session early Tuesday. So consequently, it's creating a situation of those of us from Western New York care about the taxpayers, care about the employees, will not be home for the incomes. And to me, this position and our workers are more important. So this is why we're going back, because of lack of planning, lack of foresight, and lack of government telling the people what is actually.
So the budget is still in limbo. Where are the major disagreements on the governor's proposed $230-some billion budget?
Well, let me give you two names: Jonathan Diller and Larkin Riley. Public safety. Jonathan Diller, the police officer, murdered in New York City by someone who had 22 prior serious arrests but was walking the streets committing crimes. Lincoln Riley, a college student out for her run, viciously beaten and murdered by an illegal alien with priors. public safety. But the budget is not focusing on is what I believe the three primary purposes of government: public safety, economy, and infrastructure. And let's go to those. Infrastructure. Governor's budget, and it doesn't appear to be going back in, taking away from CHIPS. CHIPS is the money for our roads, our culverts, and our bridges. Reduces the funds. Okay? All the other elements of public of infrastructure, extreme winter recovery, potholes, etc., stay flat. Not even increased by inflation. They have not been increased for 3 years. So think about how much less that we can, our governments, our local governments, can do to protect us on that aspect. Public safety. We have gangs going into stores, being violent, beating storekeepers, and stealing. They will not raise the penalties on that. So public safety, out the window. Infrastructure, out the window. The economy is the third element that we should, government should be protecting our people. And where is that? The budget, since I've been elected to run for the assembly, is up to almost $80 billion. Not just 80, it's an increase of 80 in between the governor, the Senate, and the assembly leadership. That could be $237 billion. That's more than most combined states will be. So there goes the economy. What is this money for? $2.4 billion in this budget is for those illegal entry individuals. Now, I will get chastised because I've used the word illegal. But damn it, I'm going to say it like it is. Okay? We have processes that are being violated that no one is looking at. And that's where all of this budget delays are going. How much more money to give those that are here looking for handouts? Not our normal citizens. And if you want to look at our taxpayers, let's take the crime to fix Tier 6. How do we get retention and recruit police for our teachers? Fix Tier 6. It is the worst benefit package. And people will say, well, they get too much. No. Let's give it to those function to protect our state, to educate our children. Let's not give it to those that are coming in claiming that, oh, we're asylum seekers, but we want to make the United States and New York State what the countries are that we're escaping from. There's just no rhyme or reason. And we have hostages. We're the hostages, the citizens and taxpayers of New York City, to the democratic socialists. Why am I using that term? Because they use it. And if you go online and look at democratic socialists and what their points are, number one, government takeover of all property. Everything free for everyone in this state. But remember the American dream? If you build a better mousetrap, people will come to you. Well, we have entrepreneurs who build better mousetraps. What has happened? They want to take the benefit of these individuals for those who are not willing to think forward. Let's take Cabrini, the movie Cabrini. Anybody who's ever seen it, you can see the Italians and how they were treated when they came to this country. The children had to live in sewers with rats. But what did the Italians do? And the Irish. Hey, I'm going to put the Irish in because I'm going historic. They did not go for handouts. What they did was they worked hard to elevate themselves. And if you look now, there's judges, there's lawyers, there's elected officials, there's state and city officials. So the point I want to point out is the budget delay is actually masking what is really happening in this state. There's no reason we have to be in Albany till June. The original concept of the legislature was that those in the rural areas, the farmers, take their wagons and their horses, and they would go to Albany, pass a budget, then they'd go home and go to work. they never looked at this as full-time employment. And what's going to happen? Full-time employment? Those that are the entrepreneurs, those that have developed and built for themselves a lifestyle based upon their hard work, they want to take it from them. Okay? So these individuals with life experiences are not going to be wanting to run for office. So what are we going to get? We're going to get individuals who are lazy, individuals who do not want to prove themselves except as a taxpayer dollars. We should not have to be in Albany last April. April 1st, the deadline for the budget. Because everything that goes on is non-productive. We've been in Albany since January. Not one productive item has been done. We're filling the time with one house bills that will never get passed that appease certain segments of the population, but it just wastes our time. So all of these factors factor into a late budget. And the issues, number one, good cause eviction. That bottom line is this. The government will prevent you, if you have a lease, from not renewing the lease unless you can prove your tenant broke the house up or they weren't paying. And then it's another 6 months to get through the courts. So the landlords who have the money, put up their own money, will repair out. We talked about the retail there. Let's talk about the revenue. So far under Governor Cuomo, to get more solar and wind. And where are they taking it from? Our areas. They're taking our farmland. Because we have what was called local control, local rules, local governments control their boundaries, put some restrictions. They eliminated them. But they did some window dressing by allowing the members of the community beyond the scoping vision. This Rampant Act eliminates all the debt, and the state has complete control to expedite these in our local areas. That's part of what the budget is, but it's very, they don't call it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey.
Angela, yeah, we're running up on the break. I do want to. I have two questions on something you've mentioned.
Sure.
First is the money going to the illegals, the migrants that are in the state. So is it reasonable to think that money is going to go to extend the stays that we are seeing these people housed at, like the hotels? Is that money going towards that? Is it going towards removing these individuals from the state? Where's that money going in regards to the migrants?
It's going to benefit them, to give them housing, to give them food, to give them medical. That's where it's going. It's not going to stop. You know how this could stop? Just the governor with her pen and say, we're no longer a sanctuary state. don't come here and expect our hardworking taxpayers to supplement your lifestyle, okay, because you don't like the country you lived in. So New York, we're going to come to New York and get the handouts. So no, it's not going to stop it. It's going to give them more of your tax dollars taken away from your schools, your school budgets. What's your second question?
Second question is when, so obviously the conversation is going to be around a compromise of the budget. When do you think this budget will get the votes to pass? Will it be within a week, within a month? What's the projection look like for that?
It's not the votes. It's the three people in a room and their staffs that have to come to some consensus, which is now being controlled by the downstate socialist Democrats that want more free stuff coming out of our tax dollars. It's when the three of them finally come to a consensus on what a budget should be, then we can come to the floor and start debating. At that point, what they'll normally do is there'll be 10, I think there's 9 budget bills left. Okay? They'll give us maybe 2 in the morning a 10-minute briefing on what the budget bill is without allowing us to see it. It's like, we'll pass it and then you can find out what's in it. Okay? So that's the process. It's not the voting. It's the putting together the consensus for the budget. But the factors that are stopping it are the housing, good cause eviction, the HEAT Act, the elimination. Would you believe there's a bill, the part of it is, if you have need repairs on your natural gas coming into your house, or your furnace, your hot water, your stove, or whatever, they're precluded from repairing it, forcing you to go to all electric, of which we don't even have the supply or the grid, at a cost that's now estimated about $50,000 a household. Okay? People need to open their eyes. People need to really understand. They can't read headlines. They can't. They've got to be open-minded to see both sides and then make a logical decision. This is what's happening. So it's not us voting. We don't know when we're getting called back. So, and there's no session Wednesday and Thursday. So we're there today. We're not going to get home to watch the eclipse because it's more important that our workers get paid. We have early session Tuesday. No session Wednesday and Thursday. Friday to be determined.
Wow. So, Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, I think we lost right at the end of the call there. Hey, Assemblyman Angelo Morinello, drive safe. Always nice catching up with you, and I'm sure we will follow up on the week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.